The ceremony marking the beginning of the building process has held in the city of Springfield. Earlier in 2015, Massachusetts Bay Transportation Authority awarded a $560 million contract to China Rail Rolling Stock Corporation to design and manufacture 152 new Orange Line vehicles and 132 new Red Line vehicles for Boston's rail transit system. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker addressed those attending the ceremony, pointing out that the new plant is mutually beneficial for both sides.
We're talking about manufacturing rail cars here in Springfield that will serve not just Massachusetts, but over time, I believe, a significant part of the Eastern Seaboard. It's just a great story for all of us. The key thing now is we all need to follow through and execute and turn that story into reality.
The factory, with an area of 16 hectares, will invest some $60 million and provide around 150 job opportunities. The new rail cars will replace the 40-year-old old models currently serving Boston subway lines and connect Harvard University and Massachusetts Institute of Technology. CRRC Vice President Yu Weiping is proud of this groundbreaking export.
In the past, we could only export shoes or socks to the United States. Now we can export a whole series of product services to the United States, including high-end equipment, technology, management, capital, and services.
He adds that the CRRC products have been exported to about 100 countries and regions, with the enterprise gradually transforming its operational structure away from just merchandise to now exporting technology and capital, as well as expanding its global operations. CRRC is the first Chinese rail car manufacturer to land a major U.S. transit contract. The state-owned company is now among the world's largest rail rolling stock manufacturers. The new plant, which is scheduled to begin operations in 2016, will also have a 2,240 linear foot test track. The first cars are expected to be rolled out in 2018. For CRI, I'm Niu Honglin.